Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. Glory to God. How is everyone today? We just bless the Lord and praise His holy name. God is good. Thank you so much for joining us. This is the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish saying that God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is always with us. Amen. Don't forget, you can contact us on our website at thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. That's thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. And there you can contact us. You can look at our missions, at where we travel, listen to these broadcasts. But we would love for you to visit that. There's a contact page, even if you would like to give into the ministry. There's a place there that you can give your offering and be a part of the Family Church of Jesus Christ. We also have the Bible College, Reverend Robin's Theological Bible College. That is Tuesdays and Thursdays. The first-year students is on Tuesday, and the second year is on Thursday. And that is at 7:15 on Tuesdays and Thursdays here in the United States Central Daylight Savings Time, CDT, 7:15. But also you can email us at thefamilychurchofjesuschrist@gmail.com or contact us by phone. You can text us also at 918-381-0254. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us today. We have a message from the Lord, from His Word. And if you want to grow close to the Lord, read His Word, meditate upon His Word, pray, spend time with the Father God. Now, Jesus is the way. What is the way? If He is the way, where are you going? Our destination is the Father God. He is the way to the Father God. Hallelujah. Jesus is the way to the Father. If you want to get close to the Father, you must go through Jesus, the name of Jesus. And so we're going to open up in prayer today. So let's just pray. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We give you glory and honor, Almighty God. For there's no one like you. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity to share your word. Let the people have ears to hear your word, your truth, and your promises that, God, you will never leave us, for you are our Abba, our Father. Heal the people, Lord. Heal their bodies. Heal their minds. Heal them and touch them. It is your will that we prosper, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you again for joining us. We are the Family Church of Jesus Christ, and we welcome you to join us, to join the college, a two-year course. We will ordain you if you've shown yourself committed and doing the lessons, the sermons. But contact us. We'll talk more about that. Today, the message is faith works. Faith works. And so we're going to first turn to James chapter 2, verse 14 through 17. James chapter 2, verse 14. It's right after Hebrews. Verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, and though a man say he hath faith and hath not works, save him? And so, in other words, faith that does nothing is worth nothing. In verse 17, even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. In verse 18, yea, a man may say, I have faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. 19, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. And so, in other words, you know, you must have works with your faith. If you don't say anything, don't do anything, how will you grow close to the Lord? How will your faith grow? In verse 20, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Faith without works is dead. In verse 26 of that chapter, verse 2 now, James, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. You must put your faith into action. Let's turn here and we'll turn to Romans 10, 17. Romans 10, 17. Romans 10, 17. It's after Acts. Romans 10, 17. Write these verses down. Meditate upon them. It says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, the anointed one, the word of God. Jesus is the word of God. Meditate upon the Lord. So faith comes by hearing. It comes. You must hear the word. Speak it out loud. Listen to the preacher, to the evangelist, to the pastor, to the apostle, to the teachers. Hear the word of God. It comes. It comes. It comes by hearing. And hearing is the word of God. Faith. Beautiful faith. Faith. Let faith come by hearing his word. It is a belief, a conviction, a trust. That's what faith is. It's not complicated. It's just trusting in our precious Creator that loves you, that will never leave you. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. It's right before the book of James that we were reading. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for he with joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your minds. Be strong in your faith. Consider what Jesus went through. He is the author and finisher of your faith. There in verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Look unto Jesus. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. In John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus has always been. He is the living Word. He is the way to the Father, our destination. Call upon the Father today by faith. And so we can walk in faith and do as we trust in Jesus. He is the example of man. He is the example of mankind. And so 2 Corinthians 5:7. I know I'm giving you a lot of scripture. I hope you're writing it down. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk, that is a spiritual walk, by faith, not by sight. I have a little course that the Lord gave me about 4 years ago, and we walk by faith and not by sight. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it seems like, my God is good. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like, my God is good. This is the scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. I know sometimes people say, oh, Apostle Robin, you just don't know. God knows. Jesus is the way to the Father. He knows. Give it to him. No matter what it looks like, feels like, seems like, look unto him, the author and finisher of your faith. He will get you through it. He promised that nothing shall be unable to bear on you. No burden so hard that you can't make it. He is the good shepherd. And so we're going to turn to 2 Corinthians now, 10:4. 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The weapons of our warfare are not guns and knives and weapons of this world, but they're of God. They're mighty through God, pulling down those strongholds that's in your mind, that's attacking you. Your spirit is perfect. That's why you got to hear the word of God and cleanse your mind. You have the mind of Christ. By faith, walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Walk by faith and not by sight. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like, my God is good. Remember that. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down the vain imaginations, those things that you think look impossible. God will help you get through this. I want you to turn one more scripture, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. Thank you again for joining us. We are the family church of Jesus Christ. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. Faith which works by love. Faith which works by love. That's how you work, is by love. And who is love? God is love. And I said one more scripture, 1 John 4:8. 1 John 4:8. And that would be, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Faith works by love, and God is love. Thank you again for joining us. God bless you. God is good all the time. Until Friday, we'll have special things on Friday coming up on the 14th. But I want to pray for you. Have faith in God, Almighty, through him. walk in love. That is the big weapon of faith. For God is love, and he loves you today. Hear the word of God. Stir up your faith. This is the one and only Apostle Robin Tavish. And I just pray that you let this word grow in you. Father, bless the people today. Lord, help them to receive your goodness for your glory. Lord, it's always about you, Father, as Jesus is the way. He is the way to our destination, which is you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.